Hello and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto and I'm about to share with you a short piece by the photographer Robert Capa. In 1946, he spent a month in the Soviet Union with his friend, the writer John Steinbeck. Here he presents what he calls his legitimate complaint about his fellow traveller. Above all, he has to contend with not one, but three Steinbecks. Enjoy the quote and thank you for listening. Now it is very late at night and I am sitting in the middle of an extremely gloomy hotel room surrounded with 190 million Russians, four cameras, a few dozen exposed and many more unexposed films and one sleeping Steinbeck, and I am not happy at all. The 190 million Russians are against me. Also, I have three Steinbecks instead of one. My days are long and I begin with the morning Steinbeck. When I wake up, I open my eyes carefully and I see him sitting before the desk. His big notebook is open and he is imitating work. In reality, he is just waiting and watching for my first move. He is terribly hungry. But the morning Steinbeck is a very shy man, absolutely unable to pick up the telephone and make the smallest attempt toward articulate conversation with Russian waitresses. So I give up and get up, pick up the phone, and order breakfast in English, French, and Russian. This revives his spirits and makes him rather cocky. He puts an expression of an overpaid village philosopher on his face and says, "I have a few questions for you this morning." He has obviously spent his 3 hours of hunger figuring out the damn things, which range from the old Greek table habits to the sex life of the fishes. I behave like a good American, and although I could answer these questions simply and clearly, I stand on my civil rights, refuse to answer, and let the thing go to the Supreme Court. After breakfast, I get help. Schmarsky arrives. There is no morning and evening phases in Schmarsky's character. He is pretty bad all the time. During the day, I have to fight with 190 millions who don't want their pictures taken, with Mr. Schmarsky, who snobs photography, and with the morning Steinbeck, who is so goddamn innocent that all questions posed by the curious and hero-worshipping Russian population are answered by a friendly grunt. "This I do not know." After this momentous statement, he is exhausted, shuts up like a clam, and big drops of perspiration break out on his fair-sized Cyrano face. Instead of taking pictures, I have to translate Mr. Steinbeck's strange silence into intelligent and evasive sentences, and somehow we finish the day, get rid of Schmarsky, and get home again. After a short mental striptease, the evening Steinbeck begins. This new character is perfectly able to pick up the telephone and pronounce words like vodka or beer, understandable to the dumbest waiter. After a certain amount of fluid, he is articulate, fluent, and has many and definite opinions about everything. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.